TED Audio Collective.
A few years ago, I was on a trip to Israel with a group of techies. This was for a less grungy version of Burning Man. So we're hanging out in the middle of a crater, as one does. There's campfires everywhere and an amazing karaoke setup. So naturally, I had to jump on the mic with a couple of friends to sing TLC's No Scrubs, very loudly and very badly and with a lot of glee. And that's really what karaoke is all about, right? The more off-key, the better. But there's always that one friend with a great voice who missed the memo. They're hitting all the high notes in Beyoncé's Love on Top, while everyone else is starting to wonder if their rendition of Life is a Highway was really giving what it needed to give. Well, today we're talking about an innovation that could level the playing field and take the karaoke event by storm by allowing you to sing in your favorite musician's voice. I'm Sherelle Dorsey, and this is TED Tech. In this episode, artist Holly Herndon shows off a revolutionary AI-powered technology that creates a vocal deepfake version of any voice. With the right amount of input, I could be Beyoncé, or Cher, even Prince. Sounds like a dream. But could it be a nightmare in the wrong hands?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Canva. Ever wish you could look around the corner to make sense of today's big business and social issues and prepare for what's coming tomorrow? Dozens of podcasts promise to bring you the latest news and the latest trends. But where's the so what? Why does it matter? And what does it all mean for you? BCG's flagship podcast, The So What from BCG, features award-winning British journalist Georgie Frost, interviewing BCG's leading thinkers and doers to get you the answers you want and need. Hear the ideas that are shaping and disrupting the future. This is not your typical business strategy podcast. Listen to The So What from BCG wherever you get your podcasts.
Hackers and cybercriminals have always held this kind of special fascination.
Obviously, I can't tell you too much about what I do.
It's a game. Who's the best hacker? And I was like, well, this is child's play.
I'm Dina Temple-Raston. And on the Click Here podcast, you'll meet them and the people trying to stop them.
We're not afraid of the attack. We're afraid of the creativity and the intelligence of the human being behind it.
Click Here. Stories about the people making and breaking our digital world.
AI machine.
Satellite. Engine ignition.
Click here.
And liftoff.
Click here every Tuesday and Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, my name's Holly, and I'm an artist. That was my voice, but I didn't sing that clip. I trained an AI on my own voice, and now she can sing anything in multiple languages. Her name is Holly Plus, and you just heard her perform El Cant de la Sabila, which is a traditional song arranged by Maria Arnal in Catalan. not a language that I speak, and not a vocal tradition that I've trained in. Those melismatic runs are really difficult to hit. To show you Holly Plus's full range, I'll also play an example in German. This is Mack the Knife by Brecht. Und der Of course, Holly Plus can... Thank you. Of course, Holly Plus can also perform my own music, so here's an excerpt from my own song, Frontier.
Love, listen to what the silver say, their world is long gone.
Holly Plus uses a process called timbre transfer, where the timbre or sound quality of one sound may be mapped onto the performance of another. Timbre transfer is done by creating a machine learning model of a sound. In this case, it's my voice. So I recorded a wide variety of phrases in my entire vocal range. To be clear, this version of Holly Plus is reading notes from a score. So I'll also play you an example of her singing in Spanish, Bésame Mucho by Velázquez. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Thank you. I can't speak Spanish, by the way, so... Teaching an AI the sonic properties of one sound in order to generate an entirely new sound is what I like to call spawning. Spawning is what allows Holly Plus to create a wide range of vocals that I didn't sing from a set of recorded phrases that I did sing. I like to think of spawning as a kind of 21st century corollary to the musical tradition of sampling, which had a really big impact on both music and intellectual property. But I think spawning is far more exciting and potentially really weird. So for example, with sampling, usually you copy and remix a recording by someone else to create something new. But with spawning, you can perform as someone else based on trained information about them. And as an artist, this is making me rethink my own past work, as not only my archive, but potentially also I, myself, could become reanimated with AI. This also opens up the question of how we deal with a collective human archive, if we can reanimate old media. It opens up really big ethical and intellectual property questions that require entirely new conceptual and legal frameworks. One way that I like to think about intellectual property, I call identity play. So rather than limiting the use of my voice, I'm creating instruments to allow as many people as possible to create music with me and even as me. That's why I've made versions of Holly Plus freely available for anyone to use online. If I can allow people to play with my IP, my digital identity, my intellectual property, what might they come up with? Could someone else go on tour as me with my permission? Could I be in 1,000 different bands in multiple languages, and what would that even sound like? To be clear, musicians have been taught to be really protective over our IP, and that's for really good reason. But I'm trying to think of ways to make this new capability mutually beneficial. So to allow people to use my voice, but still to maintain the ability to approve certain derivative works. So I invite you to consider, if given the opportunity, who would you like to perform through? And can you imagine someone else performing you? With that in mind, I'd like to invite the incredible musician Fur to the stage. So today, Fur will be performing his own song, Murky. And with one microphone, you'll hear Fur's beautiful natural voice. And with this microphone, you'll hear a live version of Holly Plus developed with Voktor Labs.
Whoa!
Take it away, Fur.
It gets so murky, loving what you know, but I keep on swimming. I'm swimming further up the road. See, the problem is I don't know what to say when you come around acting this way. And yes, the truth is I show you every day,
'cause you love to stay living in all the pain.
And it gets so murky, loving what you know, but I'll keep on swimming further up the road. And I've been calling out your name deep down in my sleep. And I even memorize your face.
So ain't no leaving me. And I'll just handle my biz and keep the train moving on. And you what it is, it's just you that
I'm choosing, 'cause it gets so murky, loving what you know, and I'll keep on swimming further up the road. Murky loving what you know,
and I'll keep on swimming further up the road.
Swimming, I'm swimming further up the road. I'll keep on swimming, swimming further up the road.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Quick disclaimer, I am not an artist nor a musician, which is why, even though I believe this technology has an undeniable cool factor that opens up new avenues for posthumous recognition, I have to say that I see a ton of red flags going on here. The power of vocal manipulation reminds me of deepfakes, which are scarily realistic digital impersonations of people. Deepfakes of celebrities, politicians, and other notable public figures have been hijacked to endorse products, services, and ideas that they never sat in front of a camera to speak on. So there's clearly some vulnerabilities here. I mean, imagine taking on the voice of an artist and creating music to profit on streaming services, tricking your audience into believing that, in fact, you are the celebrity they've been cult following for years. How do artists protect their work and, most importantly, their voice, the thing that makes them unique and that sets them apart from everyone else? Perhaps someone in this space will crack the code for how to protect the rights of those being impersonated. Herndon herself suggested users might buy a token of the artist's voice in a licensing-style agreement format, like an NFT. Then every time the voice is recorded or used, there will be a small encryption attached for identification. But the reality is, we're still waiting for answers here. And until we get them, this is the sort of technology that we should watch carefully, even while we celebrate its ingenuity. That was pretty cool, after all. TED Tech is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced by Isabel Carter, who also wrote it with me, Sherelle Dorsey. Our editor is Jimmy Gutierrez, and the show is fact-checked by Matthias Salas. Special thanks to Farah DeGrunge for her support as a project manager. I'm Sherelle Dorsey. Let's keep digging into the future. Join me next week for more.